What's happening, folks? As you guys have noticed, yeah, we're kind of late. January 11th, kind of late. Why do I bring that up? As we've noticed, there's been a shift in the tides, a shift in the nodes, going from Aries in Libra now to Pisces and Virgo. How does this play a role? Well, let's think about it. What are you letting go? What are you holding on to? What are you looking to grow into? Or how are you looking to grow? In this episode, we're going to be talking about letting go in general and, you know, how damaging it can be upon not letting go versus when we do let go, what comes in store for us. From a place of growth and, you know, being in the physical of letting go. You have your two hosts here. Welcome to Breakout of the Unhinged, where we talk about all things spirituality, life, and we're just two coaches that see the world differently and just talk about all things life. Sure, we're going to roll with that today. Hi, my name is Coach James Tates. I am a life coach, transformation and mindset coach from Soul Tribe Transformations, and I'm being co-hosted by.
Hi, I'm Coach Eva, and I am a holistic healing coach, and I help you release whatever you need to release in order for you to catapult forward and, you know, align with your goals, make it easily and effortless. That's just what comes with it, you know, with reveal, release, reclaim. So happy to be here.
As you all can tell, for one, I've taken in a little bit more caffeine, so bear with me. So I'm a little turned up and my full effect, but the show doesn't stop. And you have Coach Eva here who is looking oh so grounded. I'm going to need you today. Anyway, However, on a serious note, today's episode is going to be around letting go. And Coach Eva, I love how, you know, before we started recording, I loved how you talked about letting go. Folks, in case if you haven't known, the past few episodes have been around, if I may bring this up, around Coach Eva's downloads. As you all know, we have just gotten out of a new moon in Aquarius. So we're going to touch a tad bit on the astrology side. And, you know, I love talking about all things astrology. Blah. So, did I mention that the caffeine hasn't hit yet?
Imagine when it does.
You're petty. I just want you to know that. I'll take that. Aside from that, I kid. Yes, we're going to be talking about the astrology sides of the house today, and in cooperation with Eva's downloads. Thank you for being a Cancer rising. Thank you for your intuition, and thank you for the emotions that you put on display.
Oh, yeah, I was crying this morning. But it's okay. You know, sometimes you just need to cry and then you just feel a whole lot better.
I feel you. The beauty of releasing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And segueing into that, right? When we think about the nodal shift, so let's get into that real quick. Just so everybody is on the same plane. And I try to keep it simple. So when we do actually dive into it, you know, we could talk about the actual physical stuff, the physical and real stuff of life. Said the Taurus rising and myself. So we just got out of a beautiful transition of nodes from Aries and Libra, which is my natal placement. So we're going away from what ties us into codependencies to where we can be more individualistic, to where we could be our own trailblazer. And now we are shifting into Pisces and Virgo. Both I guess on the simple terms, they're both service and healing based signs. You have the wonderful Virgo, to where they are more about being of practical service for people, how they can be their best helper. It's an earth sign, very routine based, very down to earth, very realistic. And then you have Pisces. Those are your more so spiritual healers, right? They're into the metaphysical. They are into, you know, healing through creativity. They're a water-based sign, right? And with Pisces coming into play, very creative, very service-based in terms of the metaphysical, which I've already mentioned, but where they separate themselves, they're ruled by Jupiter. So, you know, they are Jupiter, you know, me as a Sagittarius, they are cousins at the cookout. However, they heal through creativity. They heal through the depths. You may have heard me mention Coach Eva being a Cancer rising and talking about the depths and emotions that comes with, you know, with her being a Cancer rising, or for anybody that's a Cancer, sun, moon, or rising, or Mercury particularly. But where Pisces come into play, it forces you to go deep. It forces you to really tap into your intuition. And that being said, when we look at it from a place of like letting go to now trusting, instead of us having to go so hard on routines, we go into having faith. What are we letting go? Or let me say this again. Let me try that again. What do we need to let go as a collective, as an individual, in order to bring in, not take out the practicality piece, but to bring in trust and faith? When you think about these nodal shifts, it's not completely getting rid of one side to then completely adding in another. When you think about these nodal shifts, you're thinking about balance. Mind you, I'm a South Node Libra, so you know me, I'm all about balance and all things aesthetically beautiful. Don't judge me. However, I digress. Pisces and Virgo, they have a balance from a place of being service related. And it's just that their difference is how they express it, right? But in this case, for the collective's lessons as a whole, what are we willing to let go as a collective and as an individual to then allow trust, faith, surrendering into the mix of our individual lives and as a collective? Let's think about this for a second, shall we? We just went from Pluto in Capricorn, right? We had President 45 that was in there. And, you know, I'm not here to throw shade or throw smoke on anything or create a disruption per se. Maybe I am the disruptive piece. But when you think about, let's look at that time in review. COVID, Black Lives Matter, LGBTQIA movement. Capricorn is about practicality. What's real? What are we breaking down to rebuild? Well said, every earth sign, right? Societal structures were being broken down. However, how did that break down? We were, and us as people in general, we were empowered to provoke this change, to evoke this change. You feel me? Now we are in a place. President 47 is in the mix. And we've taken those past lessons from a place of, what did we learn? What were we empowered to do? And how can we create change? To now, the themes of surrendering, trusting. Because before then, all those great things I've mentioned, it was forced. Now we're in the season of flow. Yeah. normally I say slow it down, but let me speed it up for you. From us going from a place of forcing to flowing, we now allow things to come into our lives to actually grow. When we force, we stunt our growth. When we flow, we allow growth to come in. Now we're stunting to allow, now we're stunting to actually provoke growth based upon what we've learned in our past. So going from Pluto in Capricorn to now Pluto in Aquarius, I was telling Coach Eva about this, and I'm gonna get your thoughts on this in a second, Coach Eva. When we think about Pluto in Aquarius, it's so dope. It's letting your freak flag fly.
You're nasty. This is supposed to be a podcast about spirituality. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, let me tell you what I'm talking about, bucko. When you let your freak flag fly, you are letting out your authentic self. When you think about North Node in Pisces, you are thinking about no boundaries. Yeah. Yeah. When you bring in the South Node in Virgo, there are boundaries. Again, I come back to this word balance. What parts of the collective have no boundaries, and what part of the collective boundaries need to be put in place? Crazy work, right? It feels like the biggest yes and no of our lives, but we're going to get to that in a second. We're going to take what I just said, put that off to the side, right? Back to Pluto and Aquarius, letting your freak flag fly. We are showing who we are at the mind as a collective by being our authentic selves. We are now going in a more progressive state. When you think about Aquarius, you are thinking about rebellion. When you think about Aquarius, you are thinking about change. When you think about Aquarius, you're thinking about humanitarianism. I circle back to Pluto and Capricorn. Mm-hmm. COVID, racism, Black Lives Matter, LGBTQIA movement, all the things. This is a time of review. What have we learned? And how can we do this in a more progressive manner to where others can see them, see of the mind, as opposed to forcing? Where can we get in where we fit in from a place of flow?
Yeah, really seeing the anchor of the past and setting yourself free, right? From a place of where can I take accountability, and from a place of boundaries, and then also trusting and having faith, which is what you just said, right? And when you trust and when you have faith, then you're able to move in the flow of life and move in the space of how can I gather the lessons of whatever situation's going on in life and bring that forward. You know, like something that has been really like in my mind recently, it's been like the mirror theory and how that has to do with like what's going on in the outside of you and how that is projected in like what's going on inside, right? And I remember when the Me Too movement was coming up, a lot of things were like being reflected back to me because it's like, oh, there was an aspect of me that I needed to heal. Like I talked about it, but I didn't really know how to heal it, right? Until I recently, like when I started healing like a year, almost 2 years ago, that it was really like something that I was able to completely let go of. And then now with what's happening now with the fires in LA, it's really forcing me to look inward of like, when was those times when I was not able to, I guess, express myself? And when was the times where I felt helpless? Because I feel like many people, because of what's occurring, like may have those feelings. And how can we take the learnings from feeling helpless and moving in the direction of like, okay, this is what's occurring now. I know it's not going to be like this forever. it's valid to grieve. It's valid to express how we feel about the loss. But how can I like sit with it to be able to analyze and like move forward from a place of, this is not always going to be this way. And I'm telling you guys this because I know what it's like to be homeless. And it's not from a place of like my home got burnt in the fires. It was like from a place of, I was 14, 2008, house crash. You know, our home got foreclosed. I know what it's like to, for a week, go from hotel, be sleeping in the car. Like, I remember, like, I never wanted to experience those feelings again. And then, because I didn't know how to, like, let go of that. And because I was, there was, like, multiple times in my life where I was, like, unhoused. So when I turned, like, 19, that I was leaving the, like, domestic violence in the home. And for 2 weeks, I was, like, couch surfing with friends at the time. And then also, most recent, like 2 years ago, I was a professional, a teacher. I had moved in with a partner. And as a result of moving in and things not working out, like there I go again. Like I was unhoused for like a week. And that journey like of that week, that's probably like its own episode, because that was something else from the way of like where I was vibrating at and like how much like fear there was in that. But I feel like that's something like to touch on later. And with people being displaced with the fires, it forced me to go in and be like, oh my God, like what have I not processed? And I know like it's everybody's journey is different. Like maybe people had never experienced this, but I think it's something that helps us have accountability towards ourselves. Is like when I was navigating my life, how did I look at people who were homeless? How did I look at people who had like these types of struggles? It's like, oh, well, did I say like, oh, they looked for it? Or is like, did I say it's from a place of empathy? Like, how is it that we are placing judgment on other people and holding ourselves accountable for that? And now learning this, how can I apply like boundaries to, it's like looking at people from a place of empathy. It's like, I feel like many times people go through spaces where they are unhoused and they are in a transition phase. And now I feel like everything happening with the fires is an opportunity for people to look inward and say, how does this affect the emotions that I have been holding on to, like, within myself? How is this helping me move forward from a place of, you know, what you said in previous podcasts, like going into our fears, like how can I acknowledge what happened to be able to let it go, to be able, because our feelings and our emotions, they just want to be acknowledged. They just want to be, because they all come down to love. It's like, well, anger exists because it wants us to set boundaries. Sadness, it wants us to like feel. And then if we don't feel like the sadness, then how can we feel true joy, right? So it's like going up and down from like our emotions to be able to like feel whole and like complete from a place of getting everything in order to move forward with like our emotions. It's like, how can I gather them up, validate them, and move forward, right? To be able to sit with our love for ourselves and our love for our community. I feel like many times people get like, oh, what's happening on the national level? What's happening on the news? What's happening worldwide? It's like, how can we like talk to our neighbors? Like, what's happening to our neighbors? Are our neighbors okay? Like, how can we band together and not be so divided and just be in our community and talk about the issues that are occurring from a place of love and from a place of intention? Like, okay, we're acknowledging that this is happening. And as this is occurring, how can we move in the way of light versus like darkness, right? Because people are like, oh, well, I'm going to do this and that. And like from a place of anger, but it's like the true space of healing is like moving from a space of love and moving from a space of, how is it that I can embed everything that all of these years of my life had taught me. Because it's, I feel like many times, and I used to be like one of those people that was very angry at the world. And because I know what it's like to be very angry at the world, I also, after my healing journey, I know what it's like to look at the world from the perspective of how is the outside world reflecting to me what it is that I need to heal within myself. Because if I just like project anger, how is that helping anybody? Like, it really isn't. It's like, how can I get curious about what is going on in that other person's mind that they have that perspective for me to be able to tap in and be like, oh, I see what you mean, and what you mean is valid. And even though I don't agree, I think it's beautiful that we get to share a conversation and be able to see another perspective. Because it's like, if we have communities that are like divided, then you can't see other people's perspectives. Whereas if you come together and you have these tough conversations, it's like the easiest thing to do is to be around people who have the same values as you, who have the same beliefs and the same perspectives. Like, the harder things that we get to do is have those tough conversations. It's like, as somebody who grew up in a home where we avoided conflict, I know where that comes from, you know, like, because conflict is not good. It's like, whoa, right? But if you approach it from a place of curiosity and from a place of how can I make what I'm doing here better, from a space of community, from a space of caring about my neighbor, from a space of just caring about people in general, how can I remove the divides and move in unity and move in love?
Mm. That was deep. And I appreciate you sharing your story to the world, Eva. Thank you for that. I love how you talk.
There's no details, but yeah.
No, I get that. So no, but seriously, thank you for that. It's still, even without the details, and I love how you mentioned the word details. That's a Virgo trait. Sometimes we don't need the details. Sometimes we just need to surrender. Because when we start locking into those details, we find ourselves trying to force. Again, going back to the force and flow, you know, equilibrium. When we start focusing on those details, we don't realize that we're trying to force, because we're trying to uncover something or unlock something in order for us to get to this next step, to whatever it may be. When at any time, the path can change course, right? I love how you talked about the concept of, if I heard correctly, of conflict and approaching it from a place of curiosity. I love that. That was like very intriguing. And when you think about all that stuff again, that complex and how it applies to what's going on in today's world and to today's society, you know, what are we really doing? How are we, you know, we talked about you talked about the LA wildfires, right? And I love how you talked about how are we taking care of one another? There's a Pisces theme within that. Call me crazy. Hot take.
Pisces, I mean, it's about really beautiful to see the way that people came together for the community. Like,
this connection. People,
yeah. I mean, with me, I'm offering like my LFA sessions for people who've been displaced, and also for first responders to come and like receive a healing so that they can experience something different, you know, and be able, for me to be able to be of service in that way.
Absolutely. It's a place of connection, despite the chaos that's happening in this physical world, right? With the wildfires, lies the beauty of connection. Excuse my French, but it's fucked up as it sounds in terms of what it is that we're seeing on TV. Again, I'm not in California, so I don't know the greater details, But at least from what I am seeing on the news, from the people that are trying to do right by others, there is a place of connection. You don't have to heal by yourself. You don't have to do all of this on your own. By helping others, you are also healing yourself. You are being the gift that keeps on giving. You feel me?
And it's like, how can we all be a blessing to each other from a place of unity and from a place of moving together, like in a sense of connection, in a sense of love, in a sense of truly being here for one another as facts. Human beings.
And yes, so getting into it, right? What are we letting go? Or for the listener and or viewer, what are you letting go? What are some of the themes that's coming up for you to like let go? Because behind the scenes, while you are letting go, there are certain things unfolding for you for your future. At this time right now, right? Behind all of this, there's a magical thing taking place. It's called intuition. Intuition is heightened. Intuition has its ways to mess with us. It's like the comedian that we never see. Well, at least in my case. The point that I'm trying to drive home is, while everything is unfolding and we're getting like little nuances as opposed to heavy details, are you really surrendering? Or are you surrendering? Because at the end of the day, it's okay to revel into what's unfolding, to think about it. Like, what's changing within me? What the hell is going on? Why is my mind thinking like this or thinking like that? And all this woo woo woo. Versus getting the details and trying to force something when we don't really know the entirety of what's really going on. Behind surrendering lies greater intuition. Behind surrendering lies flow. You have your own individual flow state to what we see at the surface, and then we have the flow state of consciousness, and that is so beautiful. It's very ethereal. It's very surreal. Yet, it takes us places that we didn't even intend to take ourselves. What are we letting go as a collective? And what are you letting go as an individual? Again, we bring up the LA wildfires. Granted, what we see at the surface is bad, but what we're seeing underneath it all is connection. There's something greater that's coming up from all of this.
And the goodness,
we're hoping all,
And the goodness that exists with being in community and with standing together and having other states come and like support California and support the people in LA. And it's just really beautiful. And, you know, coming from someone who also like experienced like not having a home, know that it gets better. Like for me, it happened, what, like 3 times in my lifetime. So I don't know how many people have experienced, you know, multiple times that having that in their lifetime. So just know that you're not alone, that you are here. We're all like together. We're here because we're meant to learn something from everything that we experience in our lifetime. So it's like, how can we lean into the hurt and the fear and
there's beauty. There's beauty in starting over. I apologize for cutting you off. There's beauty in starting over. Because think about it. Right now, we're still in the initial stages of what's taking place here, right? We are far, far from whatever's going to be unfolding. Because keep in mind, these nodal transits are, what, 12 to 18 months? We're early into this, bucko. We don't know what's about to happen. However, in terms of what are we learning in the now on a day-to-day basis to grow and expand, there's beauty in starting over. Yes, it sucks because we have lost valuable things, valuable people, valuable moments. We're possibly losing our minds from losing possible valuable lessons. You dig? But what's coming up is this change. It's something that's new. The situation itself is rebelling. Because beforehand, we were, to some degree, you know, we got a weatherman and they're able to predict the weather. And we as a collective were able to predict something. You know, Aquarius is about conspiracy theories. So here we are. This is unpredictable. And Aquarius is about unpredictability. It will catch you when you least expect it. Right? You see how the planet Saturn is? It's like it's all put together. The rings are as such. And then you got Uranus. And Uranus said, to hell with all this. We're going to tilt. We're going to toot that ring up and just be off on our side. And we're going to do our own thing. We want to be different. Getting back to what's going on at the, you know, in this worldly case, something new is emerging. Behind something new that's emerging lies the opportunity to do things different, lies an opportunity to get in where we fit in, if that makes sense, right? From the place of just letting our minds run free, showing our progressive way of thinking through the mind. And when you think about that, what's really changing? Because this whole thing, I'm going to be real with you, this whole thing with the wildfire at the start of the year, if that's how this year is going to pop off, because remember, 2025 equals 9, their cycle's closing. This transformation's coming up.
Completion periods.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, what if I was to tell you that the folks that's being affected by the wildfires, they may be the ones that's going to start this march for this cycle to complete and let us know about what could possibly come ahead? Did I sound like a conspiracy theorist on that one? That was crazy work. Anyway, I digress. But seriously, think about it. We just had, like, when you think about, like, the end of President 45's campaign and how a certain group of people climbed on the Capitol versus a certain group of people that predictably will climb up that Capitol. Where am I getting to with this? Let's get into it, shall we? When you think about Aquarius, hell, you think about Sagittarius. You're thinking, we don't, like, there's no judgment. We might say some stuff. We might laugh at you and kiki with you and talk some shit in the process. But when it really comes down to it, we're not judging. Aquarius is about freedom, the collective, humanitarianism, all the things, all the Aquarius things, Aquariusing, weirdos, but these are the brainiacs, right? And when you think about all of that stuff, it's like we're going through another lesson with the same person as the head honcho. But this is the catch. Pluto and Capricorn, we was empowered to do it ourselves. Now this is coming up again. What did we learn from that and how did we grow? We went from being empowered to now it's like, hey, that's cool. You can sign some papers. That's cute. But it's still our show. It's like we the people is being remixed. We don't need anybody's validation to move as a collective. You only got but so many handcuffs to arrest us all.
That's facts.
Is the math mathing? Let me slow that down for you when I say this. Because, yes, it sounds funny at the surface, and I do agree it is funny, but it's the truth. However, when you think about it, when you are moving as a collective, there's collaboration within the brain trust, right? I'm thinking this, I'm thinking that. Ooh, that's a great idea. What if I add that to this? What if I take that to add that and take this out, right? Now we're going from our own individual thoughts of the I to a collective thought of the we. I circle back to what I'm trying to tell you. There's only going to be but so many handcuffs to dish out. You cannot arrest the entire United States of America. Where's the logic in that? You see what I did there? Logic, Aquarius, logic. Anyway, so this is the point that I'm trying to drive home. Again, this is the start. Now, from a collective standpoint, I think we done dished out enough insight from the collective. But when it comes back, right, to the individual, in order for it to get to that collective standpoint, you have to think about, look at your journey. Because there's an importance between I and we. If I am not recognizing my own changes, how can I support to help the we?
Right. Change starts from within, and like shifting your inner reality so that your outer reality can see what is occurring.
Mm.
Getting curious from a place of, wow, this person launched a crypto and then they became like super, what is it called? Wealthy.
And everybody want a piece of the pie. Go ahead.
Yeah. And with that being said, it's like that just goes to show how people create their own realities, right? And how can we as like our own like individual person and also like as communities create our own realities aside from what's going on like globally? It's like if we're in our own communities, we protect each other and we're here for each other, how is it that anything can happen if we are here for each other, if we like come together, if we are able to approach what is going on with love and with care? Because at the end of the day, like, let's look at, I'm just going to talk about my family dynamic that I grew up with.
Speak
right?
on it. Talk to us.
Right. There was like domestic violence, right? And the domestic violence was rooted in anger. And that domestic violence being rooted in anger did not allow for the love to grow and expand within the family. And it wasn't until he was taken out of the home that there was space for love and growth. I mean, there was a period of like, whoa, we're able to breathe now. But it also comes down to processing your emotions and acknowledging all of the sadness and all of the hurt and everything that you experienced from being in an oppressed state. And within just a family, right? I'm just talking about my own family. And being able to like heal from that. So anger is only going to get you so far in like, if we're looking at like a family unit, right? Love is what's going to get you to where you need to be. Love is what's going to get you to like a greater space in your life, a greater space within you. So I don't know. I was like,
No, don't tuck your tail. No, that's your truth. God damn it, that's your truth. That's what it is.
It's like anger will only get you so far.
It's funny how you said that. I'll say what's coming up for me is love has no boundaries. I keep bringing up the COVID piece. I keep bringing up President 45 and 47 for an exclusive reason. Everything that has transpired and then fast forward to this present moment. It's like we're in this, and I keep mentioning Pluto and Aquarius. The one thing I did not mention was unconventionality. What's conventional is going away. We lock into the details and then we get perturbed by the details because there's some truth that's unearthing, right? There's some truth that's being lifted up. You feel me? And now, at least for me, I'm being rocked by it, but it's like I'm loving it. I'm leaning into, you know, what's unorthodox. It's like I feel so liberated. Even like, and I'm saying this, like, this is not to say that, oh, your transformation is going to stop early and all the things. No. I know that there's going to be some highs and lows. I know that there's going to be some moments to where I'm being tried. I know there's going to be some moments to where I'm pissed off. I know there's going to be some moments to where I'm just over the moon. But in this moment, while I'm over the moon, let me be great. Let me cook. It's like being introduced to unconventionality. It's like it's challenging my belief systems in terms of what I need to let go. Right? I'm like, oh, this is why all of this came up at this time frame. And this is why it's coming back to hit me in the now. What didn't affect me beforehand is affecting me in the now. Wow. How we look at couples from the LGBTQIA community. I've always questioned myself. It's like, oh, there's just two men or two women that just love each other. Now it's forcing me to go deeper. It's just like, I just see two souls that just love each other. What the hell's the problem with that? There's nothing wrong with that. Age gaps. We used to look at it in society as like, oh my God, you're grooming that person. Stop. Don't do that. When in reality, it's like, we don't know what's going on in their personal lives to where they ended up being connected to one another. Unless if we're going to get real to it, on a spiritual level, we don't even know the why. Maybe they're there to grow each other. Again, I see two souls just ascending together. And there's nothing wrong with that. We get locked into these details of what's going on in our physical reality. Excuse me for what I'm about to say again, but we fuck it up for what's ahead. Because we get in our own way. Of what society dictates, when this whole time we had the pen to rewrite history. We had we the people is being remixed. The pen and paper have always been there. Nobody has stepped up to write what they feel or ask the collective questions. I remember my time in the military as an administrator. I got to my new unit. And I seen a very unique couple, right? I seen a unique couple that was in the office. They were processing. They came from Okinawa or whatever. Cool story, right? Great. Before I knew about the age, I just seen them as a couple, interracial. Okay. That's cool. That's cute. Black man with white woman. Great. However, as I walk through that office, I hear the judgments. As administrators, we see everything. We see your age, her age, how much you make, how many kids you got. If you got kids that we don't know about. But that's a Marine story for another day. I digress. We see all the judgments behind the computer. You know, in the admin world, I'm not going to say it's male dominated, but I say the ratio is more women than to men, right? And we have some folks of color in there. Why he with this white girl? See, that's why all the good black men are, you know, they leaving us alone because we too loud and we this and we that. All the stereotypes and all their concerns being addressed on one plate, right? Great. Cool. But this white woman, this innocent white woman, she's having to deal with that on a day-to-day basis. While still being this man's piece. While still holding him down, even at his worst. And for those that served in the military, first and foremost, thank you for your service. But number two, I know for a fact y'all hear it all. Oh, she gonna take all his money. It's only a matter of time, brother. Run. Stay away. No, you laughing. Ain't no punchline to that. Like, yo, this is real stuff. Yeah. No. So.
Oh, wow.
When I pull up, when they finally get to me, right? Because they processed into then separated out of the military. I sat with these cats. I actually had a real curious conversation. It's funny how you use the word curious, right? Through all that conflict that they took and all the, well, not even out loud conflict. It was more silent conflict. That was the worst part about it. You could see the judgment written on these cats' foreheads. They get to me. Oh, we a whiskey 95. You feel me? Ah. I was like, yo, can I ask you a serious question? Can I ask you a serious question, Staff Sergeant? Well, talk to me, Marine. Like, I know you're getting out, and I just want to ask you, like, on some real stuff, like, rank aside, like, curious about all of this. Like, you know, I noticed that there's an age gap. He said, come on, man, you asking that too? Like, no, it's like, I just want to know. Like, judgment aside, like, serious, like, because when I came in here, as I was coming back in from Chow, I just seen you and just one other person just in love just do paperwork. Like, how do y'all get through all of this with all the judgments? And it's like y'all coming in with, like, with the world on your back. You both are clearly in an interracial couple. And on top of that, there's, like, an age gap within this. I'm not trying to be in your business, but I'm just curious to know, like, how do you navigate this on a day-to-day basis? Well, we had to accept the fact that the world is going to see us different. We're so surface level in terms of how we see the world, you know? And on top of that, oh, I forgot the other layer. This dude was a staff NCO, well, E6. I'm not going to put out house business, but he was an E6. Homegirl was, what was it? Just got promoted to E5. If you know, you know. That, not too much of a big issue, but some people with in-house, they can view it as grooming, but that's a conversation for another day. But I digress. But the dude told me that staff sergeant told me, man, he was like, look, we live in a world to where they see the world so different. We see the world so different. We view the world as an ugly place. And by us living into that, we kind of groom ourselves to look at other people in an ugly manner. We just stay true to who we are. Nobody else don't need to be in our relationship but us. I love my girl. My girl love me. She's my peace. And I'm going to do everything I can to take care of her, regardless of what the world says when we wake up and when we lay our heads down. When I heard that from that staff sergeant, yeah, I got in trouble because I was, you know, my nosy ass was going to ask him. Yep. Sure as hell did.
You mean but curious?
We get in trouble for that stuff nowadays. Like, not take the military out of the picture. We get in trouble for doing the right thing by being curious. But the point that the reason why I bring that up, because, you know, growing up for me, my dad wasn't an interracial marriage, and, you know, but he was happy. My mom is in a happy marriage with her husband. And there's an age gap in that. And there's nothing wrong with that. I just see it as two people living in God's green earth, just being happy, learning lessons. And if anything, it became fucking smarter because of the newfound perspectives that's being brought to them. And they've leaned into it willingly. Right? So for me, what's changing for me is how I view the world. Like, when I say I don't judge, I'm being questioned, like, hey, Tates, do you really judge? Holy shit. I mean, I talk shit. I might crack a joke. Hee hee ha ha. But, like, when I really think about it, am I even asking the follow-up questions after the fact? Despite the fact that I may talk some shit along the way and get a kick out of it and all of us get a laugh. Like, yo, I may have done this, but I want to understand more. Like, educate me on this. Like, put me on game. Like, where's your head at when you did this? I'm not saying what you did is right or wrong. I'm talking shit from a societal standpoint, but I really want to know, because what I've just witnessed, for one, if I'm talking trash about you, I like you. And I like the situation that you're in. But number two, I'm going, it's like your situation is somewhat inviting for me to gain more knowledge and gain more understanding. There lies that curiosity to open my mind, put me on, open my mind some more, because you have a different perspective and I need to layer that in. And who knows, that new perspective may shed away an old belief pattern. And I will tell you, that time in the military when I've witnessed it, they broke me away. They blew me away with their knowledge. And just, I actually went to lunch with them that same day when you know, I think it was the next day, excuse me, because we came back from chow that day. But that next day I sat down with them in the chow hall, and it's like I was able to get to know them outside of the uniform. Granted, we were still in uniform, obviously, but to pick their brains, it was like, and I remember that staff sergeant asked me, he said, what made you ask? Like, you don't know us from a can of paint there, Marine. Like, what made you ask? It was like, I don't know. I really don't know, Staff Sergeant. My mind is I guess, why I'm just wired different. And I don't even know if I'm allowed to think this way. I just see you and your wife just happy. And it's not about being in a happy relationship. I just want to be happy. I just want to live free. For those who don't know, I'm a Sagittarius. Don't judge me. But, you know, I just want to be happy. I want to be free. Like, I feel like I'm in the military to know what it's like to be restrained. Know what it's like to be locked away in the stable. So when I get out of this, I know how to break free with responsibility. Break free with greater knowledge. See people without restrictions. See people with gained knowledge, gained clarity.
And releasing the anchor of the judgment. Releasing the anchor of the fear of what are people going to, like, you know, say or whatever. Well, yeah. And living your own life. And being able to move from the direction of, like, all of these beliefs have me anchored here. It's not going to help me grow. So it's not going to help me grow. How can I let go of the anchor and really set myself free from a place of, like you were talking, that couple that was in love, you know? And they still had their view of the world of, like, you know, it's not like a good place, but we get to choose how we see the world. And how I see the world is just like, we're all here to learn lessons. And it may sound like, what is it called? Not so much, I feel like, from a place of empathy or whatever with everything that's going on. But at the end of the day, it's like, how can we cultivate and transmute these things that we're experiencing into something better, something greater, something where we can thrive in, something where we can shine from, and something where we can really, like, lean into the pain to move forward in from, like, a space of love. Because our pain also wants to teach us that the pain is love. And you may be like, wait, how is pain love? It's like when you lean into it and when you fully, like, release it and cry it out and just, you know, use different modalities to help you let go, that's when you know that it's fully, you're fully inside of you from a place of, like, alignment, you know, from a place of, how can I let go of these old beliefs, old perspectives, to put it into curiosity, to put it into love, to put it into being who it is that we came here to be, and allowing ourselves to be one collectively and see how we can all assist each other and help each other in our growth and our experience here as humans.
That's deep.
I'm over here like, yeah.
No, it's deep, man. That's real talk. You feel me? So again, it's like, I feel like I'm in this journey to where it's like a lot of my belief systems, I think, and it's probably because I'm in a new area too. And it's a good thing too, because if I had I been back in Virginia, I'd probably still be stuck in the same pattern. You know? And that's cool. That's fine. It's dandy. It's kosher. But where I'm getting to is that we are here to like open up, let go. Yeah. And when you let go of these old belief systems, in a sense, you are forgiving yourself. Yeah. It's crazy. There's no judgment. There's no shame. Like, why the hell did I think of this in this way? Like, what am I thinking? Nah. Let the shit go, man. Just press forward. Continue to ascend. Continue to grow. Continue to thrive.
To expand. Continue to love.
It's kind of good, though, if you think about it. Hear me out when I say this. Hot take. It's kind of good that we're on these past belief systems, because it then provides us the opportunity to grow. Let me slow that down. We are able to let go of these past belief systems in order to grow. We are able to, it's like watching our souls graduate in the moment. When we let go of this belief system, we move to the next level or next grade. When we let go of this particular, or not even let go, when we evolve past that particular belief system, holy shit. My mind just went to this new place. We've ascended.
It's like mentally letting, you know, go and evolving and moving in the way of expansion and moving in the way of like, you have so much love to give. How can I, you know, fully let go?
And we're able to, through those moments of ascension, those little pockets of letting go, we forgive ourselves. Therefore, we build a huge muscle of forgiveness to then see others for where they are, meet others for where they're at. Hell, even forgive them. They may have done something wrong to us or may not have. You know? Yes, it is. For me, what's been coming up has been love without boundaries, but also it's tied to those moments of forgiveness. Part of, you know, loving without those restrictions does require forgiveness. It's crazy how all of this stuff is a huge ass cycle. Love has no boundaries. And it's like I've leaned into something so beautiful, at least in terms of the now. And I'm excited to see where it takes me further. From the place of really finding my true happiness. I just didn't know that it would come into such a beautifully wrapped package where Christmas has came 11, what? Where this is the second month? 10 months early. So here we are, you know, I'm intrigued. And I remember, going back to what we talked about, Coach Eva, before recording, we talked about spiritual leadership, right? And it's like, again, it's like, it's very intriguing. It's very surprising to see how we're being shaped up for our kids, for the adults that's still figuring it out, for the people as a whole. Like, yo, take this big ass pen and get the writing on this paper. Wow, we got the muscle of forgiveness, why we got the muscle of care, why we got the muscle of love. Like, because when we don't exercise those muscles, we start losing it. You lose the muscle, you can't write. When you can't write, you just got a blank piece of paper. When you have that blank piece of paper, you left it out for somebody else to write those laws. Now they got just as much handcuffs for our wrists. Therefore, our mouths become shut. As we forgive, we expand. As we expand, we ascend. That being said, we are at the top of the hour of our podcast.
It was so crazy. Beautiful. It was so beautiful to like hear the conversation and really like see like what just shines through from a place of just being who we are.
And I thought you was referring to my forehead, but that's cool. Go ahead.
Do you remember that when I was when I told you I was like, I have a big ass forehead because you know my third eye is like right here. Hey.
Parts of me does not want to edit that out. We're just gonna roll with that.
You're like just leave it in there. It's cool. We're gonna add that like, in there. But it's just so funny to really you're looking at me like, I can't believe she said that. I mean, we're just here. We're just being ourselves. We're just being real. We're just here talking about how to expand and grow and from a place of like authenticity and from a place of like laughter and joy and happiness. Because once you let go of all that stuff that no longer serves you, there's more space for joy, more space for happiness and harmony and love. So just feels good to be able to be in this space. I know I went from like the joke to like now.
That's amazing. The one of the biggest takeaways I had was huge foreheads and ascension. Great. Noted. That being said, we're at the hour. You could have chose anywhere else, but you chose to be here with us talking about growth, not just in foreheads, but in life. And letting go. Let go of what we just said about foreheads. Let that shit go. I digress, but how you can find us. So for me, you can find me on Instagram at Soul Tribe Transformations. Again, you want to talk about your birth chart, you know, holler at me. The birth chart has been the biggest unlock for my life, and I look to help others unlock their lives and transform, you know, especially while the iron's striking hot during this change. The birth chart has been like a tool for me to heal in my own way through life's experiences, how I view the world, and so on and so forth. That being said, just reach out. If you have any questions, DM, I'll respond. Yes, I'm a human being. I don't do the scammy scams. That being said, Coach Eva, how can we find you?
So I'm at Reveal, Release, Reclaim on Instagram, and I'm your holistic healing coach. And I use various modalities to help you release what no longer serves you and fully embody that version of you that you want to be to just reach your goals easily and effortlessly from a space of authenticity and be able to just transmute whatever has occurred in your life from a place of like, this happened to me, from like, how can this happen for me? And how can I just view what occurred as an experience and have no attachment to that, because you are able to move forward in your light without holding on to what doesn't serve you. So yeah. And then yeah, Instagram. I'm working on Facebook and getting everything else sorted out. So just excited to be here and to be having these conversations with you. It's very refreshing to be able to lean into having the conversation, and then also like afterwards, like being able to like listen to our conversation and really hone in on doing everything that we do from a place of love and community and bringing it all back to ourselves.
I'm gonna make a quick side note and then we're gonna get out of here. There's times where I do listen to our podcast and I'm like, what the hell was I just saying? Sometimes I feel like, you know, again, talking onto this, I feel like my higher self just be popping out and it's like, got your ass. Got you right where I want you. Now I'm going to be heard in front of the world. You go ahead, talk your shit in the car, but I'm going to be out here in these streets. Way to go, higher self. But aside from that, thanks for being here. We enjoy seeing you. We enjoy hearing from you. Let us know how we're doing. Yeah, all the great things. With that being said, in closing.
Tell us how you're bringing more joy in these hard times into your life. Like, bring in that like gratitude, that like appreciation for the things that are going well in your life, because it's important to acknowledge what's not going very well, but also lean into what is going well, right? To be able to fully live this experience, not from a place of hurt, but from a place of, what is it called? Just living everything, right? Joy, harmony, happiness, and acknowledging that all of it has to do with us being here, having this human experience.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Yeah, I love that. No, I think, like I said, that was a great point that you bring up, from a place of gratitude, but also, what are you letting go of? So I will leave y'all with that. Again, you guys and gals, hey, y'all could have been anywhere else, but you chose to be here talking with us about ascension and foreheads. I was trying to see if Coach Ever will hold it in. Apparently, I did not do a good job of having her do that.
I just, you know, I have to express it now. Like, I can't hold my emotions in anymore, so.
Clearly.
I mean, you saw it. Before I came in, I was, like, crying. And then look at me now. We're just like laughing and having a good time, but it's okay. You know, it's all, yeah.
I dig that. Folks, thank you for coming to Break Out of the Unhinged, where you have two spiritual folks talking about all things spiritual, life-related things. And sometimes we're talking about the things that's not even seen. Again, my name is Coach James Tates from Soul Tribe Transformations, and I'm being co-hosted with.
I'm Coach Eva Morales, your holistic healing coach, here to support you in your goals and moving forward from where you're at.
Thank you, guys. Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys and gals, for coming to Break Out of the Unhinged. We'll see you next time. Be safe, y'all.
Thank you. Bye.